So it's much better to start slowly than start too fast. Another thing we've learned is that to spread the daily dosage evenly over the day's meals works better. In other words, if you're giving like 2 capsules a day to an animal and you feed it twice a day, it's better to feed 1 capsule at each meal rather than give 2 capsules in the morning or 2 capsules at night. It's better to have a constant supply of the biopreparation in the animal system all day long. It works far better that way. And the third thing that we found is that it's better to break open the capsules and sprinkle the biopreparation on the animal's food. In that way, they don't have to dissolve the gelatin capsules on the outside, and it gets into the bloodstream far quicker. So here are some suggested ways to start with dogs and cats. As most of you know, cats are sometimes very picky eaters, and if you dump a whole capsule on their food and try and mix it up, the majority of the cats will refuse to eat it. Not because it's bad, because it's strange, and it's because it's not what they had yesterday. And so we recommend people start out with 1 pinch a day and then work up to the recommended dosage. And of course, if the cat has degenerative conditions, you can always augment this with F3 and increase it gradually. But we suggest holding the dose at 1 pinch a day, maybe for a week. And then after a week, the cat has adjusted to the smell, adjusted to the taste, and now you can add a little more gradually. Now, dogs, it's a little bit easier. I mean, our dog will eat just about anything. I mean, the first day we dumped some bio superfood on it. We didn't even mix it up, and the dog ate it. He thought it was a good treat. So with dogs, you can probably start with a quarter to half a capsule a day and work up to 1 or 2 capsules a day as a maintenance dose. And remember, this is a very holistic supplement, so you don't need a lot. My suggestion for people is to think homeopathically, not allopathically. And so what I mean by that is a 100-pound dog does not need 5 times the dosage as a 20-pound dog. Because we're not dosing by weight. We're not dosing by symptoms. All we're trying to do is wake up the body to heal and feeding it one cell nutrition, which it's not getting. And a good case in point is horses. Dr. Kiriak has told us that horses do fine on 1 or 2 capsules of F2, 2 to 3 times a day. So that's anywhere from 3 to 6 capsules a day. And you're saying, well, how come a 2 or 3,000-pound horse only needs 6 capsules a day, where my 125-pound dog takes 2 capsules a day? Well, again, it's because we're not dosing by weight. I think Dr. Kiriak has said horses do very well in biopreparation. They have a rather large pineal gland compared to a dog or cat. So that's why when we feed the master glands of the brain, the horses really take to the biopreparation, and they really respond very quickly. So those are just some suggested guidelines. You can read the animal testimonies to find out how we've worked with animals. Another resource that you can go to, if you have internet access, you go to one of the Yahoo groups called BioAlgae. We've started an online discussion group, and so anyone can post a question or a message to this discussion group, and it gets broadcasted to every member on the group. And then anyone can reply with their experience or with their knowledge or with a further question. And we're kind of learning from each other because biopreparation is such a new product. We have, I'm guessing, about 25 people at last count. And it's a slow group. You don't get a message every day. But it's a way for all of us to share our experiences. So go to the Yahoo groups and look for BioAlgae and search on it, and you'll find our group. And it's a good way to create a community for biosuperfood and biopreparation. So what I'd like to do is ask Dr. Kiriak some questions here and maybe stimulate some discussion. Let's see. Okay, so Dr. Kiriak, you said that biopreparation actually stimulates the master glands of the brain. And this is one of the holistic ways that it helps heal the animals and activates their own natural ability to heal. How have you determined this in your research, that it actually stimulates the master glands of the brain?
Russell, thank you for the talk, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
It was very enlightening. And thank you for this question. That's a very profound question. And the logistics here are that I will, unless Dr. Kiriak tells me he has understood the question, Dr. Kiriak is French-speaking amongst five other languages, but does not speak totally yet enough English. He does, and he's getting really good at it. I look for the day where he'll say, Roland, we don't need this.
Okay.
So in the meantime, I will translate the question to Dr. Kiriak and then translate back the answer to you. And then here we go. Dr. Kiriak, s'il vous plaît, pesez sur 6, la clé 6, pour qu'on vous entende. Michael?
Yes, I did.
Okay. On a une question de Russell. La question est, on écrit, vous dites que le biopréparation stimule et aide la physiologie à redresser la santé en stimulant les glandes maîtres, en particulier l'hypothalamus, chez l'animal. Alors, comment avez-vous déterminé cela dans vos recherches?
Est-ce qu'il y a Russell là?
Oui, Russell, et on a 6 autres participants qui écoutent, qui sont à l'écoute.
D'accord, Russell, my congratulations, you did very, very, very well.
Thank you, Dr. Kiriak.
Your information, it was very, very detailed, you know, minutious. And my very, very exciting for me and very interesting. Now for your question. I think I'm better in French.
Okay.
Mais d'abord, on part déjà, on part pas de, recherche pour la conception du produit, on part déjà de biopréparation d'une recette faite déjà, tu sais. Oui, bien sûr que on a commencé de travailler avec le cancer, soi-disant avec une entérite des intestins. Oui, j'ai commis aussi des erreurs pendant les recherches que je corrigeais les intestins dans les intestins. J'ai tenté de corriger, d'équilibrer, de balancer les articulations directement dans les articulations, et comme c'était, disons, côté gauche, soit côté droite, un peu de résultats, mais tout c'était réversible. Et c'est là que j'ai compris que c'est pas tout à fait, et avec les biopréparations, c'était magnifique. Parce que je l'ai conçu pour le problème de cancer, mais c'était clair pendant les recherches, c'était clair que c'était un produit homéopathique, c'était un produit hypothalamique. Et avec la formule de biopréparation, j'estimais beaucoup le tract digestif pour les animaux, donc parce que étant donné que les intestins sont plus courts, nous avons besoin d'un produit avec une assimilation plus haut. Tu vas expliquer tout ça, Roland.
Mm-hmm.
Pourquoi? Et c'est là que c'était clair. J'arrivais à les mêmes résultats qu'il était Pavlov. Donc, tous les résultats, disons, dans les intestins sont si vite, dans les articulations sont très vite, dans les problèmes de peau sont très vite, et bien sûr que c'est pas une drogue, Parfois, il y a des questions. Est-ce que vous avez donné des drogues? Parce que mon chien, il n'a plus de douleur. Ma chat, il n'a plus de douleur. Mais par contre, il a un bon appétit. Les performances sont... c'est pas une drogue. Eux-mêmes, tu comprends, eux-mêmes, les clients, donc, ils me donnent des explications. Je pensais que c'était une drogue, mais c'est pas une drogue. Alors, c'était clair que c'est une activité hypothalamique. C'était clair que nous avons déclenché une fabrication forte des hormones de croissance, comme la thyréostimuline, comme la corticostimuline, comme la gonadostimuline A, gonadostimuline B, comme la prolactine, etc. Les hormones de croissance. Mais c'est 13 ans de recherche avec les animaux. Dans tous les laboratoires, dans toutes les cliniques, c'était confirmé et reconfirmé et reconfirmé et encore reconfirmé que c'est un produit hypothalamique. Les hormones de libéralisation qui déclenchent dans l'hypophyse la fabrication des hormones de croissance. Alors, Roland, allez-y.
Oui. Dans l'hypophyse, human growth hormone. Russell and team, I will translate back and I'll try to do justice to Dr. Kiriak's answer in my translation. I think I've grasped at least 90 or plus percent of it. It was clear the biopreparation was already developed when Dr. Kiriak began to make the connection to the master gland stimulation effect. Though initially Dr. Kiriak, even with the product, made conceived to be a broad offering of nutrients, such as biopreparation, he would start, and he started to work directly with trying to resolve the issues, intestinal issues, for example, directly in the intestine, or an articulation issues directly at the articulation level, the plastic attempting to fix the symptom. If it was a left side articulation issues, yes, we would try to project the nutrition there as a remedy. And, of course, with that approach, there was success, there was reduction, but it would typically always come back, being not really the cause or the source. And, of course, it took a while to realize, and particularly when they started to work with cancer, that the biopreparation, the bioalgae concentrate, it became clear during those more advanced research that this was a homeopathic product, meaning that it was a holistic product, a small quantity, it wasn't about volume, would trigger results that were global. It was a hypothalamic, or in French, hypothalamic, or hypothalamus-directed type product, knowing that the hypothalamus directs and controls and triggers a lot of hormonal effect when itself is well-fed, if you wish. And subsequently, with pets, particularly with animals with short GI tracts, such as dogs and cats, early on in the beginning, there was diverse research that demonstrated that for better assimilation, there was benefits to have a finer powder to make the product easier to digest very quickly because of the short presence in the animal intestinal tract. During those extensive tests with many species, with groups of animals, there were significant results mimicking the classic Pavlov testing method. Pavlov is a scientist that developed a very articulate and proven method of demonstrating and comparing results by dissecting animals. So they observe significant results in the intestine in the articulation to such a point that it was very rapid redressment as well. Frequently, the team was asked, are you working with drugs? What kind of drugs are you using? The results are so fast. And no, there was no drugs. It was always the biopreparation. So, subsequently, they went into observing and realizing from the immediate effect of the product that it was a very hypothalamus-directed product, because observed where secretion, or at least the results of stimulation of certain human growth hormones or corticostimulin type of hormones, gonadostimulin, gonadoliberin, several other hormones and precursor to hormones and peptides that Dr. Kiriak mentioned. For example, gonadostimulin A, B, D, these are all trigger hormones that would stimulate various activity in the body. And this was observed in the either the observation of the behavior of the animal or in the dissection process. So it was confirmed that thus that this was a very hypothalamus holistic human growth hormone triggering food or super nutrition. And that is the translation.
Yes.
One moment, please. Yes, oui.
Oui, parce que tu sais, il faut. Nous avons plusieurs monuments partout de différentes personnalités. Tout ce qui est fait, tout ce qui est meilleur aujourd'hui est fait, les recherches sont passées par les animaux. Alors, nous avons torturé, mais moi-même personnellement, j'ai torturé pas des centaines, mais des milliers, des milliers des animaux pour avoir le résultat d'aujourd'hui. Félicitations pour Russell avec cet magnifique résultat pour cette chaîne. Avec une dose si minimale qui prouve encore une fois que c'est un produit hypothalamique, que c'est un produit vraiment qui agit si vite au niveau cellulaire. Tu sais, Roland, avec les animaux, c'est facile de travailler avec les animaux parce qu'ils mangent ceux qui ont don pour les animaux. Avec le biopréparation, c'est aussi très facile. Parce que où est le problème de nutrition cellulaire? Le manque de l'eau. On ne peut pas obliger un animal de boire plus de l'eau. Mais le biopréparation, il oblige facilement. Parce que c'est la culmination de la nutrition cellulaire. Il change immédiatement la concentration osmotique cellulaire. Il fait boire cet animal immédiatement, il fait boire plus de l'eau. C'est pour cette raison que c'est facile de travailler avec les animaux et c'est facile de travailler avec le biopréparation. Parce que toute la nutrition lui corrige à la lettre. S'il faut boire d'eau, cet animal boit plus d'eau. S'il faut le faire promener, lui donne des forces, d'énergie dans les tissus musculaires, dans les articulations, et cet animal lui se promène. Alors, c'est ça qui est facile de travailler avec les animaux. Lui, il prend plus d'énergie, il devient beaucoup plus calme. C'est magnifique de travailler avec les biopréparations.
OK.
Félicitations encore une fois à Russell pour cet témoignage, pour cette grande témoignage avec ce cancer pour cette chaîne allemande.
Oui. OK, Michel?
Ouais.
Okay, merci. Russell?
Yes.
And team. Russell, once again, congratulations for sharing this wonderful testimonial about this dog with the tumor on the foot. And certainly you being involved in that, thank you for this dog from Dr. Kiriak. Dr. Kiriak's started talking with sharing that he had worked with not only hundreds, but thousands and thousands of animals, that he used the term was obliged somewhat to torture. And torture in the sense that some animals were not given the super food and others were, and then there was obviously extreme dose and lower doses used, comparative dose, and as well as dissection. And he has always shared with me a certain sadness about that. But in Russia, it was typical to work with animals, of course, before coming anywhere near humans. So this, he wanted to share that at first. It's very easy, he shared, working with biopreparation as a cellular nutrition 601, a phenomenal cellular nutrition. It's very easy to work with animals because animals are easily controlled to eat what we give them to eat. They're not undisciplined, so it's easier to control, and they will eat what they're given. Subsequently, that the biopreparation makes it really easy in that literally a dog would feel like drinking more water, because ultimately health, cellular health, is very, very much about osmosis, water osmosis penetrating the cell. The importance of water, but it's to get it there and to drink it. And the biopreparation entices the metabolism of the animal to drink more water, and they will have a tendency to drink more water. Subsequently, it also helps the animal in as well getting more energy, so that if it needs, if we need to walk it or give it more energy, the strength will come swiftly so that they can get the energy. So they get the strength, the articulation, the pain of the articulation is diminished, and they will actually be more active and thus spend more energy. And you will notice, one will notice the mood, the change in the mood, a calmness, because there's an expansion of the use of the energy. So he wanted to add that.
This is the
return. Yes. So thank you, Russell.
Yeah, this is the genius, I think, behind the product, in that the most common question I get asked is biopreparation good for my dog's liver? Is biopreparation good for my dog's kidney? And all this, you know, everyone asks this. They want to know specifically what it's good for. And my standard answer, well, yes, of course, because we're feeding the brain, and the brain controls all these other organs and glands. So yes, it's good for that. Mm-hmm. It's a very simple answer.
Yes. Yeah. Would anyone else, I know you have other questions probably, Russell, but would anyone else have a question or questions? Dan Russell, fire away. I think you have a few more questions.
Sure. These are actually frequently asked questions by my customers, and so that's why I'm bringing them up at this time, you know, so we can all get the answer directly from Dr. Kiriak. But it's my understanding from reading the Biology Concentrate book that Dr. Kiriak started his research in 1973 and continued his research using the animal formula, the biopreparation, until 1986, until Chernobyl happened. So that's 13 years of research on animals. But all the research in the book pertains to chickens and pigs and mink and, let me think, rabbits and all these other animal populations where he eradicated cancer epidemics. Can he share with us any experience that he's had with dogs and cats?
Okay. Dr. Kiriak, nous avons une autre question. Russell, de Russell, qui veut la partager parce que c'est une question qu'il se fait demander souvent, à cause que dans le livre, ça apparaît être qu'on a travaillé avec des vaches, des porcs, des minks, des poulets, bien entendu, des poules. Et surtout, c'est ce qui ressort. De 1973 jusqu'à 1986, avant Tchernobyl. La question est quelle a été votre expérience personnelle ou scientifique à travailler avec des chiens et des chats.
Magnifique question. Allô?
Oui, j'ai entendu.
Mais, tu sais, Roland, j'habitais en Union soviétique. Je n'habitais pas nulle part, mais en Union soviétique. La catastrophe s'était commencée, l'épidémie de cancer s'était commencée avec les animaux industriels. Alors, j'ai commencé à travailler, de faire des recherches, pas avec les animaux des 30, du chapitre des 30 en groupe, des 50 animaux en groupe, mais il me fallait avoir tout de suite une statistique, ça marche ou ça marche pas. Alors voilà pourquoi c'était choisi et j'ai reçu dans mon centre de recherche, c'était la propriété des centres de recherche, la ferme de voilà 1 500 000 points d'os, soi-disant le cancer des porcines, des 54 000 porcines, c'est non seulement des théories, mais ça c'est la statistique aussi. Et voilà pourquoi j'ai commencé et j'ai avancé, j'ai lancé les recherches dans les animaux donc industriels. Mais avec les chaînes, c'était pas l'élément, parce que c'est beaucoup plus facile de travailler avec les chaînes, avec les chats, qu'avec les animaux, qu'avec les volailles, qu'avec les porcines et avec les lapins, soit les visons, soit les vaches. Le chien, elle est beaucoup plus intelligent et un chat, comme un porc, par exemple. Mais je n'ai eu pas les marges de milliers, de centaines, de milliers, de millions de chiens. Parce qu'on n'a eu pas de chiens, de fermes de chiens, de millions ou de 100 000, soit de 100, d'une mille chiens, non. Par contre, dans le centre de recherche, j'ai eu au moins une centaine de chiens, des chiens qui s'étaient expérimentés chaque année, parce que la garde de le centre de recherche c'était fait par les chiens de différentes races, Roland, de différentes races, différents âges. Je l'aimais beaucoup, et non seulement moi, mais les collaborateurs scientifiques aussi. On a travaillé beaucoup avec les chiens. Et si on a travaillé parallèlement avec une centaine de chiens dans chaque centre de recherche, je crois que c'est assez. Avec les chats, c'était même dans les cirques, on a eu des recherches avec les chats, surtout avec les chats. Parce que les chats qui s'étaient, où s'étaient administrés les biopréparations, ils étaient beaucoup plus calmes et ils apprenaient beaucoup plus vite tous les réflexes conditionnels. Et n'oubliez pas, c'est très bien marqué ici dans la charte numéro 5, parce que pour les chiens, c'est 60 et 80% des protéines de la viande, et pour les chats, 70-90% protéines de la viande. Parfaitement. Mais qu'est-ce que c'est, Roland, une quantité de protéines si énorme? C'est exactement ce chiffre, c'est le pourcentage qui m'a fait m'a obligé de faire des recherches avec les chiens, avec les chats. Une quantité énorme de protéines pour un organisme. C'est extraordinaire, parce que la protéine, c'est les particules pour la vie, mais à la fois, c'est un poison pour la vie aussi. C'était très dur pour le foie de manger telle quantité de protéines, et très dur pour les reins aussi, pour éliminer les déchets dus à la quantité de protéines qui s'était mangée par un animal. Et c'est là que c'était réveillé un très grand intérêt envers les chiens, envers les chats. Comment on peut équilibrer, balancer le foie, les reins et toutes les cellules? On a travaillé beaucoup avec les chiens, avec les chats aussi. Nous avons fait une erreur, mais c'est plutôt moi. J'ai fait une erreur que j'ai donné cette information pour les chiens et pour les chats. Parce que c'était diriger la livre, accentuer la livre envers l'attention vers l'utilisation du bio-expérimentation pour les humains. Voilà.
On va avoir une nouvelle version, Michel.
Est-ce que c'est complet, Roland, le réponse?
Ah oui, c'est bien, oui.
Tu veux c'est que bien. Je me répète?
Oui, je répète, je traduis.
D'accord.
OK. Russell and team, I have Dr. Kiriak's answer. And again, I will try to do justice. First, the research was started early 70s because of he lived in the Soviet Union, and there was significant epidemic of disease and cancers in the industrial arena, animal arena, the pigs and the cows and the horses and so on and so forth. And immediately and quickly he was allowed and was given the opportunity to work with very, very, very large populations of animals, such as the 54,000 pig farm, so that they could deliver statistics very quickly. If you test 25,000 pigs against 25,000, some are eating garlic and some are not, you'll know a difference, and there's no doubt, it's a proof. Hence, that was the crux and the strength of the research initially, these large industrial animals, such as a farm with 1.2 million chicken at some point, mink, several thousand minks, and so forth. But later on, and particularly at the research center where they had the chicken, and on all of these research centers and farms, there was always dogs. At time, over 100 dogs per year that were kind of around and born and used for guarding, mostly, of different breed, in many different breeds. And what was discovered is that it was much easier, much better to work with dogs and cats because they're much more intelligent. Of course, there was no farms of dogs and cats, and there were no thousands of dogs and cats to get to the same statistics. But again, at the center, there was significant amount of dogs, and a significant amount of other research center partaked in this research. Other scientists were also happy to work with these dogs and cats somewhat. And there was also another period where cats were used in circus for tricks and so forth. There was research there, and it was discovered that cats on the biopreparation were much calmer, much faster to learn conditional reflex tricks, and what else? Also, Russell, Dr. Kerak points to your statistics about the need of proteins in dogs and animals and cats, which is so large, so abnormally large. And this is exactly one of the reasons why Dr. Kerak spent a lot of time on dogs and cats to discover how to such a need of protein would not also be such a problem in eliminating, because proteins are hard on any organism, so as to discover a way to feed while balancing, if you wish, the problem with liver and kidney in consuming such large amount of protein. Finally, Dr. Kerak says that it, in some way the information in the book does not address dogs and cats in small animal, because we were focusing, as you recall, the booklet towards humans, and no emphasis was put on detailing this history that we are sharing tonight. That is the answer, and I guess to sum it up, I would like to say that we will have a revised booklet which will have more of the entire research and other experience, and we will address that of the smaller animals.
Well, that's excellent. I certainly look forward to that revised booklet. Hmm? It looks like it's getting towards 8 o'clock, Roland. So I don't think we have time for any more, except maybe one more urgent question.
Sure.
If anyone has an urgent question out there.
Mm-hmm. We have five other callers but myself, so why don't we just do a quick tour? We had seven or eight earlier. Who's yet still with us? And so we can know who is here now, and we'll adjourn. To unmute, you'd have to type 6 or punch 6 on your telephone.
This is Kathy.
Kathy's with us.
Sandy Moore.
Sandy, good evening. Thank
good
you.
Evening.
And then we have Russell, Dr. Kerak, and Roland, I believe there's one other person. Maria, are you still there?
Mike Bergen is on the line, too.
Mike Bergen. Good evening, Mike. Where from, Mike?
East Lansing, Michigan.
Oh, well, welcome. Well, we're done unless someone would have a last question. You're welcome, and otherwise we'll be done. And we appreciate you being with us tonight.
I have one dog that's going about 90 pounds, and he has cancer of the bone with a very large inflammation around the ankle. And we currently have him on 8 of the Formula 3, or the Plus Formula, 8 a day. And he's not as depressed. He's feeling much better. But the owners cannot take him off the anti-inflammatory stuff. I was wondering if there was any comment on his situation with cancer in the bone.
May I ask as well, who have you been working with, Sandy?
I'm a certified nutritionist.
Uh-huh.
And I've been giving this to the owner for the dog.
Okay. And is this the Formula 3 or the bio-preparation?
The bio-preparation.
At 8 a day, 90-pound dog. Okay.
Yes, and I talked to your assistant, Maria, and she suggested the 8 a day.
Okay. Okay, well, one thing I'd like to share right away is that we rarely do individual consultation on these types of calls. We would do like generic questions. But what we can do is I can turn it over to Dr. Kiriak and get an opinion, because a lot has to do with the age and with the diet, and of course with how long has he been diagnosed and what else is being done with the dog.
Okay.
So we would need a profile here, and we would need to be really to get involved with you, and especially in a public setting like this.
Okay.
So I think I'd like to congratulate you on some of the success that you're noticing. Generally, when dog with this kind of degenerative condition, when we use the bio preparation, there's ups and downs. There may be a period of energy and everything appear wonderful, and there may be a crash. Meaning a detoxing result, and then what has to be done when one observes that would be to sometimes lower the dosage back down to one or two capsules, give it a break, and the dog comes back from that too intense detoxing. But every dog is different. Every condition is different. There's so many parameters. Make sure he drinks water, such as putting a lot of water with the food, or putting a little bit of salt in the water, in his food actually, so he becomes more thirsty. A little bit of sea salt. He becomes more thirsty and will drink even more water, because at 8 F3 a day, you need a lot of water. And, 6 F3, 8 is good for now, and please feel free to give me a call this week, and we can get more into it. You're welcome, and good luck. So with that one, I'd like to adjourn. I'd like to thank you very much, Russell, and Dr. Kiriak repeated his congratulations on your depth of detail and the knowledge you shared with us tonight, and certainly the testimonials.
Thank you, Dr. Kiriak. Thank you, Roland.
Thank you, Roland. Thank you, Russell.
Okay, and good night.
J'espère bien qu'on aura plus de questions, surtout à Seattle, pour pouvoir participer à la conférence. Invitez, s'il vous plaît, plus de monde pour avoir un grand intérêt envers les animaux, parce que on ne peut pas traiter. On dit comme ça. La médecine conventionnelle traite les humains.
La médecine vétérinaire, elle traite l'humanité. Voilà, si on aura plus de personnes, ça sera un grand plaisir à travailler étroitement avec tout le monde. Merci beaucoup de cette conférence, de cette organisation. Thank you very much.
C'était merveilleux, Michel. Final comments from Dr. Kiriak. Let's try and get more people to come and listen to this information as we go forward so we can share this knowledge. And a wise words here from Dr. Kiriak. There's a saying that in conventional medicine, we typically treat humans, while in the veterinarian arena, there's a great tendency to treat humanity. It's a broader approach. So on that note, good night.
Good night.
Until we meet again.
Good night. Thank you.